This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And oh my, $1 million raised in that congressional baseball game. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's start with the good news, the baseball game. Bipartisan support, lots of smiles, and a lot of hopefulness among those who participated and, hey, those who came out. The ticket sales were brisk. They expected 10,000, and they got 20,000 most after Congressman Scalise was shot along with five others by a deranged gunman at a Republican practice on Wednesday. So now, kind of a sweet meaning to a horrible, terrible, despicable tragedy. The fact that $1 million was raised for charities, woohoo! And good for all the people, seriously, that went. That is my good news. I'm not surprised. The congressional baseball game for charity, played before a very big crowd, really looked fantastic. A lot of Americans, of course, were there, unified, no matter what party, no matter Democrat, Republican, undecided, doesn't matter. They were there to support. And what I really, truly liked was so many were definitely drab, were definitely done up in LSU colors and with hats and with other garb, not drab, other garb that they had on, which was awesome because it showed support for who? For Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise, who should not be lying in a hospital undergoing yet another surgery. He and others who were injured and staffers scrambled for cover among the barrage of bullets that were dancing around their heads. You know, Scalise is the third most powerful Republican in the House, shot in the hip, still listed in critical condition at a Washington hospital, underwent a bunch of surgeries. The president went to see him. He said he's in some trouble. So the president said after seeing him, because he talked to doctors, but they said, you know what, he's a great fighter, so let's hope he pulls out of this. For goodness sake, Democrats won the game, but that was sort of an afterthought. 11-2, and it was, it was interesting. And the winning pitcher, by the way, was actually a good friend of Scalise's, and he's been in all but one of the games since his election to Congress in 2010. He happens to be a Democrat, so here's a Democrat and Republican from the same state. They get along pretty well. Cedric Richmond was the pitcher, the winning pitcher in this case. While that was happening, and after Donald Trump, they recorded a message that was played at the Nationals ball field where this game was played. Donald Trump is ready for his trip to Miami to talk about his Cuba policy. It's going to be very different from President Obama's Cuba policy, where the doors were kicked wide open. The doors are now being shut somewhat. Reversing another policy by the Obama presidency, Trump plans to reinstitute restrictions on travel to the island nation and U.S. business dealings with any entities tied to the Cuban military and intelligence services. They'll be announced Friday in a speech in Miami. They're not expected to affect the reestablishment of the diplomatic relations with Cuba, the basic diplomatic relations. The new policy, what's being said, centers on the belief that the oppressed Cuban people, rather than the oppressive Castro regime's military and subsidiaries, should benefit from American engagement. I would have to agree with that. As somebody who was married to a Cuban American and saw what his family went through, the stories I heard, I have to agree with that. There's so much that happens there that you have no idea, and the people are definitely oppressed. The doors have not flung open for them. It is absolutely for the regime. So what does it mean? You know, the Obama policy was let's revive the diplomatic relations with them. Let's ease the tension. Let's forget that after the Cuban Missile Crisis. The Trump administration says, well, what about the people in Cuba? So it's interesting. There were a lot of protesters. A lot of protesters who were supporting easing restrictions on Cuba and those that would say, no, that's not good. So if you're keeping score, 5 months into office, Trump has reversed Obama on everything from business regulations to participation in the Paris Climate Change Agreement to now Cuba. And, of course, health care is still blowing in the wind, but is one that is certainly out there. And Trump is not going to undo all the Cuban ties. He's just going to slap down a few of them. Make no mistake about that. I don't think that it's going to be a complete overhaul. It doesn't look that way to me, but we'll see what the speech is like in Miami. We'll see what happens there. The VP does what you do when they're looking into situations that you're somehow tied to or questioned about or whatever. Vice President Pence hired a private lawyer to help him to respond to his questions that he'll get raised by the special counsel investigating interactions between the president's campaign and Russia. Like I said, not unusual that happens all the time. Pence communication director Jared Agin confirmed that it's true that he hired a former U.S. attorney who is helping him get through the process. He's not really at the center of the questions in this whole Trump campaign debacle of did something happen? Did it not? Russia, Russia, Russia. He's not in the middle of that, really, but of course he's going to be questioned about it. And then there's all this stuff about still Flynn and what happened with Flynn after he was fired and what did Pence know and what did they know. And, you know, Michael Flynn, the former National Security Advisor, has been a thorn in the side of this administration. Will he continue to be? I don't know what they're after in the questioning. And, you know, Comey testified, James Comey, the former FBI director, just last week, that he leaked the parts of the notes he took on conversations he had with Trump. Remember, they kept saying there was going to be tapes, and there apparently is no tapes. But in hopes, he said that the news would prompt appointment of a special counsel. And, of course, Mueller is the special counsel, the former FBI director. And this is what happens. I mean, when you go to Washington, whatever that salary is, rest assured you got a lawyer up at some point. It is what you would normally do, question the vice president, but would there really be very much there? I would say, you know, he didn't seem to be in any of the kiss of death conversations, Kislyak, the Russian ambassador. That didn't seem to be something that was stuck on Pence. So I don't know that they're going to, when they lift up the hood, that they're going to really find too much with Pence. I know what we're going to find next. We're going to skip off to the movies because it is another week of the summer where you've got a ton of movies that are coming out. One of them looks pretty scary and it kind of sets you up for Shark Week. And then there's one that's kind of family-filled, another version of Cars. And then there's the Book of Henry. Yep, we're diving into it. Get your ticket ready. Put your feet up. Cheap Movie Reviews next with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote,
ain't that a kick in the head?
The boat.
No need to worry about that. We are going to go deep as we take you to the movies. Picture this. You're in Mexico. Sounds good already to me. You're on a vacation. Sounds even better. You got sun. Ooh, fun. Yes, adventure. All the pina coladas one could want, but you don't seem like you're drunk. And suddenly, you are diving. Are you in shark-infested waters? Active cage? Are you safe? What would it be like to be 47 meters down? We'll show you. Roll it.
I want to make a toast. Thank you so much for bringing me on vacation. Cheers.
Seriously, you have to try. It's totally safe. Welcome aboard.
There! Kate, I don't know about this.
Adios!
Oh my God, this is amazing!
Oh my God!
Wow, that sounds scary, doesn't it? I think it is scary. 47 meters. So a couple of sisters doing that vacation thing, not so fun when you're seeking the thrill and it gets you, it bites back. Mandy Moore is in this. Matthew Modine is in this. Chris Johnson, faces you would recognize if you don't recognize their names. And it's kind of a prelude to Shark Week. And it's gotten like 51% on Rotten Tomatoes, 82% Google users. So how about that? If you don't like scary thrillers, maybe you take the fam to this really fun version of Cars, Cars 3. Here we go.
You are about to become the biggest brand in racing. Movie deals, infomercials, product endorsements. You think you're famous now? You'll be rich beyond belief.
Mr. Sterling, what is this about?
Your legacy. Every time you lose, you damage yourself. I'm sorry. Your racing days are coming to an end.
We can only hope that this race today wasn't his last.
I decide when I'm done.
How you feeling?
I can't go out on the track and do the same old thing. It won't work.
It's futile to resist change, man.
You know what I'd do?
What?
I don't know. I got nothing.
I am so excited to train you. I like a challenge. I call you my senior project.
On your mark, get set, and go!
Whoa. The beach ate me.
Jackson Storr set a new record today when he pulled off the fastest lap ever recorded.
How you feeling?
Have you seen the latest record Storm's been set?
Have you given any thought to retirement?
This is my last chance, Cruz. Last! If I lose, I never get to do this again!
Don't fear failure. Be afraid of not having the chance. You have the chance.
I used to watch you on TV. Flying through the air. You seem so fearless. I wish I knew what that felt like.
You'll never be as fast as Storm, but you can be smarter than him.
The racing is the reward, not the stuff.
Storm's chances of winning are 95.2%.
All right, so Cars 3, it is, of course, the continuation of Cars. Yes, Lightning McQueen, I've talked about it before, finds himself pushed out of the sport he loves. He wants to get back in. He gets some help. This is one of those movies where you're going to take the kids, and, of course, they're going to love it. I think Cars 3 probably does really well. Owen Wilson is one of the voices. Larry the Cable Guy. Bonnie Hunt's one of the voices. Cheech Marin is. Arnie Hammer is. Armie Hammer, rather, is one of them, too. And I don't know, it looks kind of, actually, it looks pretty clever. And like I said, this is a family movie. I think it finds its place if you have kids, grandkids, or maybe, hey, you just like this movie because you saw the first two and you like Cars. It's G, sports action, 1 hour and 49 minutes. And here's our last one, The Book of Henry.
Our legacy isn't how many commas we have in our bank account. It's who we're lucky enough to have in our lives and what we can leave them with.
Henry, remind me again why we can't put you in a gifted school.
Because it's better for my psychosocial development for me to interact with a peer group in a normal school environment.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Susan, I guess I could just set you up with direct deposit if that's easier.
I don't know. I'll have to ask Henry.
You have to ask your 11-year-old?
Did our financial statement come in the mail today?
Yeah, I forgot to give it to you.
I don't know how you do it all by yourself.
Come on, I have Henry. Find me another male of the species who's more grown up than him.
I'd like to. This story is about me, my brother, my mom,
and the girl who lived next door.
Henry and Peter, they're lucky to have you.
And your father's lucky to have you, too.
Stepfather. You okay? I'm good.
Mom,
I have to tell you something, and it's very important.
Christine is in trouble.
When someone hurts someone else,
we have to make it better. There's only one way to stop it. I'd hope to do it all myself, but that's not an option.
There has to be another way to help Christina. Why, there's no way to help.
Mr. Sickleman is the police commissioner. I'm not going to subject him to public scrutiny without conclusive evidence.
Okay, let's do this.
Mom, everything you need is right here. I'll be with you the whole time.
I know what you've done, and we documented all of it.
You think they're gonna believe?
It can't be left undone. No matter what, don't
panic. I'm not panicking!
We have to make it better.
All right, so that's the Book of Henry. And what is the Book of Henry about? You could hear some of it there. I think it's pretty clear to hear. A single mother works as a waitress alongside her family friend. She's taking care of the whole thing. You know, she's exhausted. And then, you know, it's about Henry. She discovers that there's a dark secret next door, and Henry has devised a plan to help the young daughter. So it's a drama, thriller, 1 hour, 45 minutes. That seems to be the norm for most of these. PG-13. It's a teen movie. Naomi Watts is one of the leads in it. Lee Pace is in it. Some names you would recognize. I think it'll find a little bit of an audience, perhaps, when it streams. I don't know that it's going to be able to compete with what's out there right now. Great streaming movie, perhaps, in the near future. All right, stay with us for Books at Bedtime next.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
We have a terrific guest with us this time around, Tara Nicole Nelson. She is the founder and CEO of Transformational Consumer Insights. Ooh, I like that name. She's the former VP of Marketing for MyFitnessPal, now part of Under Armour, where she led a team that grew the platform to over 100 million customers. Woo!
Through brand, me, by the way.
Yeah, me too. Brand growth, engagement, content, digital, social media, media relations. She's a smart cookie. She's got a master's degree in psychology and a Juris Doctorate from the University of California, Berkeley. She's the board president of City Slicker Farms, a nonprofit food justice organization in West Oakland. I've actually heard of that as well. Tara, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So my first question is a layup question. What is transformational consumer? What are they? What is a transformational consumer?
Yeah, it's really like a customer segment. So think of it in a similar vein to the way that people think about like millennials or baby boomers or moms for business and marketing purposes. But the transformational consumer is a massive and growing segment of people who looks at all of their life as a series of projects to change their behavior for the healthier, wealthier, and wiser. They are very optimistic people, okay? They believe that everything in their lives can be changed, but they know that, like, the linchpin to actually making those changes in their lives is their own behavior, and they know that behavior change is really, really hard. So they're constantly out there looking for the products, the services, the content that can help them make these hard changes. So for those reasons, they tend to be early adopters. They're very experimental with lots of new kinds of products. Their personal brands and their own circles of friends tends to be, hey, like, that's the gal that's always starting a side business or studying for a certification or trying a new food philosophy. So they're highly influential on the buying behavior of the people in their lives because those people tend to always be asking them for recommendations to things. And I just like to say, if you've been, like, vegan and paleo at different times in your life, you're probably a transformational consumer. But it's not just that, like, granola crunchy sort of health nut West Coast kind of demographic. It's also a lot of entrepreneurs, people who tend to listen to podcasts to get better at things, people who tend to, you know, read business books to evolve their businesses. All of those kinds of people tend to be transformational consumers.
We're talking with Tara Nicole Nelson. She's the author of the new book, The Transformational Consumer. You got to love the subtitle of this book, Fuel a Lifelong Love Affair with Your Customers. You can turn this around, too, because we're the customers and companies are trying to fuel a lifelong love affair with us. Fuel a lifelong love affair with your customers by helping them get healthier, wealthier, and wiser. And, you know, Tara, I heard this really interesting story. Kate and I were recently at a conference of an organization called the Women Presidents Organization. So there were 800 women there. Every one of them had a business that was making $2 million or more. Some of them in, you know, $50 million and way more than that. But one of the things we heard over and over again is that this is not just a consumer issue for companies. It's also an HR issue for companies because we heard that, yeah, a lot of companies are, if they're doing bad things in the background, millennials in particular will not go to work for them because where they work is part of their identity. Can you talk about that?
I think it's millennials more than we've seen in other generational segments. I think it's transformational consumers in large part too. I talk about this a lot in the book, actually. Like, your consumer audiences, in my mind, I think of them as your external consumers or your customers, your internal consumers or your employees. And one thing that I have thought about and said a lot to the companies that I work with in my company is that any company at any stage in any, like, everybody's looking for that trick, for that thing that releases the limiting factor on their growth. And what I have seen time and time again is that any kind of company, no matter what you sell, no matter what stage you're in, will thrive if it consistently engages these two audiences over and over again, your customers and your employees, right? And when transformational consumers are in your employee set, they look at their work as a huge part of the way that they get healthier or less healthy, right? Think about stress management at work. Mm. Think about the fast
food. And what's in the vending machine?
In the vending machine, in the cafeteria, the dreaded sort of break room donut box, I have studied that thing a lot in my career because it's a major, you know, there's a reason that junk food is ubiquitous, and it's one of the big hurdles that people have to get over when they're trying to eat better, which is, you know, something I've studied a lot in my career. I cannot emphasize enough how understanding the changes that people want to make, and this is actually a really opportune moment to start talking about what healthier, wealthier, and wiser mean, because the whole book is about shifting from the way you think about your company and your business and what you sell to the way that your customers do, internal and external audiences, right? So, like, wealthier includes productivity and time management. It includes collaboration and being better at your work so that you can be more efficient and spend more time with your family and doing the other things you want to do in your life. Wiser includes anything that's around self-actualization or, like, living more fully into the potential you feel like you were put on this planet with. So this construct applies equally to internal and external audiences. And in fact, the last chapter of the book is all about how to rethink your culture into a fear-free workplace, a place where people are able to use their work, no matter what sector you work in, to lift other people up, because the transformational consumers in your company will constantly be looking to leave and go elsewhere if they don't feel like they can do those things at work.
Yeah, and if we take the technology aspect of what you're saying and what we're doing with apps and looking at apps and technology and melding that and helping those consumers achieve those goals, what are the other biggest mistakes you see tech companies making in terms of the actual product design?
Yeah, I would zoom like one tiny step up from that and say the biggest problem that I see tech companies making is a worldview problem. It's that they look at their interactions with customers through the lens of their product first, versus trying to understand the world and think about the way that they connect with customers through the lens of the real world problems that their customers are trying to solve when they might encounter the product, right? So, like, this is a matter of the sort of worldview difference. I'll try to explain with an example. So if you are a tech company and you've been given the marching orders of, like, engage people more frequently, right? It's like the dirty little secret of every app, that you can get people to download the app. You can actually just advertise enough and get people to download the app. You can't, like, pay people to use the app over and over again, right? So engagement on an app in the app world is, like, the holy grail. That is the thing that builds a long-term sustainable business. So if you give a product-first team the marching order of, like, engage people more, they send them a bunch of annoying push notifications.
I've never seen that. Like, has that ever happened to you, Kate? Have you ever experienced that?
Right? And push notifications that have nothing to do with anything. You know, it's like a sales thing. If we get enough of them out there to enough people will click through, our engagement number will get up. Everybody uninstalls the app because it's that annoying. But with a product-first lens, you're not, like, thinking that far ahead. If you are a problem-first company, all you're fixated on are what are the things we could do, like what is our customer's real world journey from having the problem they have to no longer having that problem, and what is every opportunity we could take to remove frictions along that journey. So, for example, at MyFitnessPal, once we started to think about our customers in that way, we like actually just started innovating whole new product feature sets. Once we realized that eating out was a place where people were getting stuck a lot of the time on logging, we just created a bunch of restaurant logging tools and a bunch of partnerships with restaurants so we could have their data in the database, right? So it causes you to make really different choices about where you focus your feature development roadmap when you're thinking about your whole company through the lens of how can we make our customer's journey easier, smoother, more beautiful, more effective.
We're talking with Tara Nicole Nelson. She's the author of the book, The Transformational Consumer, and you either are one or you're not one, but the truth is I think people are happier when they're transformational consumers, aren't they? Is that a fair assumption to make?
I for sure think that people are more optimistic and they feel like they are living in flow if they are a transformational consumer. Because everybody kind of wants to be healthier, wealthier, and wiser, right? Like there's no one you're going to ask, do you want to be healthier, wealthier, and wiser, and then be like, no, I don't, I'm fine.
I think they want to be healthier, wealthier, and wiser.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, if I go to Costco, I don't necessarily think I'm seeing a lot of people that are doing what it takes to be healthier, wealthier, and wiser.
There is the difference. That is one of the defining characteristics of the transformational consumer, is that they actually are doing something to get there. Right.
So, and your book is designed to give them, and your book is designed to give marketers the tools to help them do that.
To give marketers and businesses, product designers in any sector, entrepreneurs, executives, because the truth is, say you're just the marketer. Unless your company is extraordinarily evolved, you can serve as the voice of the customer, but if your product is not actually removing frictions along your customer's transformational journey, I call it like health washing. You've heard the phrase greenwashing, where people take a product and just put, like, say it's greener than it actually is. Health washing is like that. It's where you see all these product claims that are just, like, very vague, like, all natural, which means nothing, right? Like,
yeah.
When you see marketing being really on board with the idea of this and no other team in the company is, you start to see real disconnects that cause customers to kind of call BS on whether your product is actually living up to your advertising claims. So the book is actually like for kind of everybody in the company, and I talk a lot in there about how important it is that every team in the company be operating on the same understanding of the customer's journey. But you are 100% right. Transformational consumers are those people who are always out there doing something, trying to actually make healthier, wealthier, and wiser happen. And they do influence other people. There are other people in their lives that kind of shift from inert to inaction on transformational objectives because they have observed someone in their life make progress. We've seen that a lot, actually. People who were like, I'd like to be healthier, but I don't even think it's a thing that's really possible for me. See someone very close to them, a relative or whatever, start to make changes and get inspired to make those changes themselves. There are some people who shift from non-transformational to transformational.
Perfect place to end this. Tara Nicole Nelson, the founder and CEO of Transformational Consumer Insights, thank you.
Thank you so much.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Always a pleasure to welcome to the show Dawn Zier, of course, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. And it's summertime, bathing suits. Boy, you think of picnics. You think of so many things related to the way we feel and the way we look, frankly, and what we're eating. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Kate.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about you the other day because, of course, I've lost now over 40 pounds. And so what's happened to me is all my old bathing suits and clothes, boom, guess what? They went to Goodwill because I don't even want to take
a
chance.
That's fun, right? That's a good feeling.
Yes, yes. And it's a great feeling. And it is because of Nutrisystem. And one of the things I learned about Nutrisystem is not to eat off of kids' plates, nephews, mm-hmm. nieces, etc., because it seems like I'm always the cook and I didn't realize how much I did that, and that's calories, right?
Oh, and yeah, and as 81% of moms are guilty of doing it, you know, eating off the plates of their kids. I know I used to do it when my kids were younger all the time.
Yeah, and so this new survey, and that's what you're quoting, the 81%, also, the people in that survey thought that they were doing the right thing. They thought they were eating healthy and et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually, in the study we learned that one in three people actually are admitting that they eat less healthy than they did before they became a parent, but we believe the number actually is a lot higher, because it's really hard to eat healthy as a mom because you're busy, you don't have as much time for yourself, and then again, you know, this little thing that we're doing, which is snacking off the kids' plates.
Yeah, and snacking off the kids' plates, what comes to mind? I can tell you one thing, it's chicken nuggets, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. For me, Kate, it's the pizza crust. Like, my kids, when they were young, did not eat the pizza crust, and I would wait for it. And I would, like, clean up all their plates with eating the pizza crust. And that adds up. And I'm looking at this infographic we put together, and, of course, I picked the highest calorie thing that moms typically sneak off the kids' plate.
Right, the crust was, what was it? Because I have that same infographic.
Yeah, and the crust was like 72 calories in one piece of crust. And usually I'd get two because I have two kids, so that beats the half a cupcake.
Yeah, no kidding. And then it's the obvious things. You have potato chips, like I mentioned, nuggets, cupcakes, mac and cheese, all of that.
Mac and cheese, yum, right? And we don't make mac and cheese for ourselves generally as adults, but it's kind of interesting. And, you know, you often wonder why, we're a society where we give the kids different foods than we eat as adults. And granted, their palates aren't as developed, but, you know, we certainly tend to give them what we would typically classify as junk food quite often.
Yeah, and a lot of this is, and you talk about this, a lot of this is measuring. The thing that I've said this over and over again, the thing that I realized is portion sizes and writing down what I was eating, because it goes back to that same thing for everybody listening. That's why Nutrisystem, to me, it's another great benefit of it, because you're learning, oh my gosh, I was eating ridiculous sizes when I thought they were small. And that's another thing that's interesting with kids and this leftover food on the plate, then it's probably you're serving them up too much.
Yeah, I think we definitely tend to feed our kids more. And if they're giving us back plates full with food still on it, that's another indication, and we should probably, you know, think through that and cut back. You know, if somebody's hungry, you can always give them more food. But, you know, we're in this culture, too, still, where we often have, you know, the clean the plate mentality because of all the world issues surrounding us, and even in our country, right? You know, we definitely have a country where there are problems where people don't have enough food. But, you know, in general, the kids are not, you know, eating their full plate, and we're cleaning it up for them.
Yeah, no kidding. I think it's always worth mentioning this, because this is another thing that I like about Nutrisystem is the variety. And I realized the other day when I went and looked at the menu, it seems to me like there's limitless choices. There's over 150, right? Wow.
Yeah, we keep adding some new ones. I just placed an order because, summer's here, right? So, you know, if you didn't, it's time. It's time to get a little more serious when you're not at the barbecues. And I noticed a couple of new items that I'm trying out, so I'm excited about those.
Yeah, the snack items are really, you've got these, for people listening too, you have these mixed nuts that are great. It's just like you're sitting somewhere eating nuts, only the way it's measured and the way it tastes, it's the little bit of the sweet mixed in there, and that is really good, I have to say. And the chocolate, and you, I know you're a fan of these, and I don't think this will ever go away for me, is the chocolate muffins are great.
Oh yeah, they're my go-to in the morning. That and the cinnamon roll, my go-to morning breakfast, because they're easy, they're fast, and they're good.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Dawn Zier, great stuff, President and CEO of Nutrisystem. Thanks so much.
Talk to you soon, Kate.
All right, so just to add on to what we were talking about there, it really is true. I was looking at the menu items the other day, and that's what's worked so well for me, is the fact that there's so much variety, and it's easy because it's a lot of types of food that I can easily take with me, so I don't have that excuse of, oh my gosh, how can I take this? I can't possibly warm this up or eat this or, you know, whatever. And you have so many choices, like the muffins in the morning, the easy, ready-to-go kinds of food. And remember, you're mixing in other types of food with this, like fat-free yogurt, string cheese, mixed nuts, even cottage cheese with fruit, frozen bananas and yogurt smoothies, whole grain crackers and almond butter, you know, when we're talking about snacks. And that's also part of this. Somebody recently asked me, well, what about regular food? Well, guess what? You are putting that into what you're eating. It's that serving size that snaps us all. And I know you guys can relate to that, too. You know, when you would watch the Nutrisystem spots, how often would you see Dan Marino and some of the other football players over the years that have endorsed Nutrisystem? And I had a conversation with him once about it, and he told me it was just incredible how, for him, how easy it was to follow that along and mix in foods, other servings that you mix in, like eggs, like an egg, like edamame, like ham, like luncheon meat, like, you know, pork, etc. I mean, I could go on and on, like shrimp. There's all kinds of food, normal food that you're also mixing in with what you're able to eat with Nutrisystem. And I think the other key thing to all of this for any of us, period, is the tracking deal. I mean, we know, right? What goes in is what's leading to bulking you up. But it's easy to think that and then not realize, which was the point of having the conversation with Dawn about kids and stop eating off of kids' plates, because they say in this survey it accounts for about 6 extra pounds a year. And you're just not aware of it because that's what you're doing. You eat, as Dawn mentioned, you know, the pizza crust off of the plate, or you're eating whatever the leftover is, the nuggets, the French fries. I know for me, I was always with my nephew when he was a kid, and that was it. He'd be running around, and there would be, of course, he was about chicken nuggets, and you'd be running around cleaning off the plate, and that's what happens, and before you know it, it's grabbing all of this food, and that adds up, and then you're frustrated because you realize it. And I know as many women can relate to this that are listening. I don't care what shift you're on or where you're listening to me, whether you're listening to me through TuneIn during the day somewhere. A lot of you email me and say that you wish you had a schedule where you listen to me live, or if you're listening to me live and you have a schedule like me, frankly, where I'm all over the map and people always say, when do you sleep? When do you sleep? And that's part of it, is knowing when you're getting enough sleep and when you wake up what you're eating, so that it's not this stuffing in of food that you're not realizing and counting because you're just grabbing little bits here and little bits there, and then you're eating a bunch of meals. And, of course, that all, again, goes back to the portion sizes. It was maybe a couple of weeks ago, somebody asked me to go out to lunch, and they wanted to go to Cheesecake Factory, and I thought, wow, that's just nightmarish. The food, I'm sure, is good. But the problem is, you know about these horrific sizes, and it's like you're back in King Henry VIII times. You know why they called them royalty, right? And the sizes, so I always heard, well, you know what? The thing you do is you just split it, so you think of it as being two portions. I think you think of food when they serve it up at a place like that as 3 or 4 sizes, because it's just that big. And the sizes that we're looking at, my friend Donna St. Louis, who's been on the show, told me the other day when she was at a doctor's office, he said, remember the kids' meals? That used to be the regular meals for McDonald's. Wow. So think about that. That's what they used to serve, and now look at the sizes. They're calling that a kid's meal. All right, so you get it. Check out Nutrisystem. I think it's great. I think it's awesome when we have Dawn on, because it's just a reminder of things that, you know, I know you feel better, you look better, and you have less health problems when you feel like you're in shape and you have control of what you're eating, and certainly it's much healthier for you. Thanks so much, as always, for listening to this show. We'll see you again on America Tonight.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.